It's got clay in it and some spots of sand and different types of land.
Y'all have any of that real black land, black, you know?
No, we ain't got none of that around here. They have it right much down here on the river.
Yeah.
But this, that lake, not taking as big as the real river land, you know, when the...
How far did the lake come back up here, this way?
It ain't too far down there to the lake, but it's all that old river land in there, all them Bradley Company and all, where they had them big farmers, yeah, those farmers with all the mules and things, you know, had plenty of sharecroppers and all, it's covered in water.
They had all that down by the river, big farms?
Yeah, Bradley Company down here, they had a big quarter here and a quarter up here and a quarter up here and a quarter, and it all covered in covered people, and they had agent on them. And every one of them looking at them.
Hmm. Bradley Farm?
Bradley Company. Well, they own, good God Almighty, the land Bradley Company don't own. They own all, they know everybody into Columbus.
Do you remember folks coming up down the river? I don't think anybody ever.
I don't.
Several people had seen.
I used to work an old nigger here with me, and he tell me about going down and when they buy fertilizer, he farmed about it, they'd have to go down and meet that boat and tote the fertilizer, carry it up that hill from the boat to get it, you know, and bring it back out here to the farms. And I heard the boat would come up the river and stop at different places, and I heard that old nigga talking about putting 200 pound sacks of fertilizer on his back and carrying them up at the hill.
Was there a place down at the river where they could stop, boats could stop?
And yeah, there was a boat landing down here, and I imagine that every one of these, you know, that one of them quarters, there was a boat landing.
There wasn't a train here coming through the area, was there? Was there a train?
There was a train come through there, yeah. Go with a heap of that fertilizer come up the river with boats years ago.
Yes, sir. You had a car, your father had a car. Where would you, the first place y'all went, any size, would you go to do a lot of your, you know, when you needed things, where would you go?
We'd go to Georgetown, mostly. We're going over to Euphorlis here to get most of your clothes and things. You'd get right some of your clothes and things at Georgetown, not too many of them.
Yeah.
That's the Balkans, where they were, of course, Balkans wasn't running the store then. They was working with he was running it, and and daddy was a doctor there, old country doctor.
Yeah. Really? In Georgetown?
Yeah.
Well, when you got, say, pretty good size, where was the first town you went to of any size? Y'all go to Atlanta or Columbus?
No, I never did go to Columbus. No, I remember I got grown. And the biggest of them going up to any big towns, much of it after I got grown later. Went to Florida town too, and Washington town too, and that was after my daughter got grown. She married a boy in the service, and I'd go up there sometimes see them.
Yeah. Now, you weren't in the service, cause you missed the war. But
yeah, I missed it.
Right. And you never lived anywhere else, y'all have always?
I ain't never lived nowhere else. Dean, he was stayed in the service a good many years, and he went across and stayed. Oh, I don't know. It took about 3 years, I think.
Yes, sir. But besides that, you had a family by then, and you were running a farm. And they, of course, all the farmers we had, everybody, they were desperately needed.
That's right. And Dean, he was younger than I was, and he got caught in.
Yeah.
Well, he joined the CC camp, and then he stayed in here for a year, and then he got caught in.
I remember my granddaddy saying in the 30s that if he had to go another year, he probably would have lost his farm. Was it that bad with your folks?
Well, it never did get that bad. My daddy, he never did have to go, but mother's brother.